Areas of Belfast described as a scene of devastation after torrential rain yesterday led to extensive flooding of homes. The fire service said that between 7 and 10 o'clock last night, it was receiving a call on average every 20 seconds, with more than 700 flood-related call-outs across Belfast and County Antrim. Let's speak to the DRD Minister, Danny Kennedy. Morning to you, Danny.
Morning, Stephen.
What's your assessment of what's happened here?
Well, it's been a very, very difficult night for a great many householders, and I want to express my sympathy immediately to those people. No one could possibly imagine the devastation to a home and to property and to livelihoods that are experienced as a result of dark and dirty water coming in, flooding a house, and I simply express my sympathy to all of those who are impacted upon or affected in any way. And let me also assure them that I, as Minister of Regional Development, along with executive colleagues and along with other agencies, are working flat out to ensure that we address immediately the conditions that are being experienced, and that we put in place measures to alleviate these events, because they are very dreadful events.
So, Minister, I'm about to hear from people this morning. I've already been speaking to some of them, and they are absolutely distraught, whose homes are devastated. I've been told about a 91-year-old woman who feels trapped in her own home. Neighbours very concerned about her. What are you doing for people like that? What can they do? Who do they turn to? What do they do if their home is wrecked?
Well, let me say, Stephen, that all government agencies, and that's agencies relating to my department, that's Road Service and NI Water, and other agencies such as Rivers Agency, the Housing Executive, Belfast Council, and other councils are working flat out, working together in a coordinated response to alleviate the suffering that is clearly being experienced by a large number of people, and we will continue to do that. We have control centres where we are monitoring and assessing. We are still in a very difficult weather situation.
Sure, but Minister, what does an individual do
today?
What does an individual do, Minister, if they are sitting in a home that has been wrecked? What do they do?
Well, any individual who hasn't already reported or wants to update any of the emergency numbers should and can do so. And an appropriate response will be made.
Will emergency housing be provided?
Well, all of these assessments will be taken by the specialised agencies. If the housing executive assess that, then they will take steps to address housing situations.
Is there emergency housing available today for people who need a home today?
If it is the case that the housing executive assess that to be the situation, then everything possible will be done to address any instances like that.
So that's a yes?
Yes.
The bigger picture, Minister, is a question for us all in Northern Ireland. Can our water system cope?
Well, certainly in terms of the weather conditions that we endured last night for an extreme period of time, a couple of inches of water in a very short period, heavy prolonged downpours, and it impacted on areas in East Belfast, South Belfast, West Belfast, extending into Dunmurry and areas of Lisburn. There was a belt that was affected by those particular conditions. And it's also fair to say and true to say that other areas in localised areas across Northern Ireland were impacted as well, and we shouldn't lessen the impact on those householders as well. What we do need to do, and I very much welcome the comments overnight by Peter Robinson, the First Minister, indicating that more money does need to be invested in the overall infrastructure here in Northern Ireland.
But we knew this before now.
Well, and as Minister for Regional Development, I have been pressing that case at executive level. I will continue.
And it hasn't happened.
There are big issues that this executive and indeed the Assembly and indeed the wider public in Northern Ireland need to.
But it is the Northern Ireland Assembly Minister.
To prioritise.
It's the Northern Ireland Assembly.
Infrastructural measures that are required.
It's the Northern Ireland Assembly Minister who have chosen not to implement water charges, which would have paid for some of the upkeep and improvement in our infrastructure, which hasn't happened. It's the Northern Ireland Assembly that have decided that we don't need that revenue.
Yes, and the consequences of that is that no increases or implementation of water charges will take place in this mandate. Now, that has a consequence into the overall budget, but that is an agreed policy within programme for government.
But when you look at what's happening...
Within the executive, within the assembly, the political parties are agreed on that course. Now, what we need to then recognise...
But hold on a second, just on that point, Minister.
Sorry, Stephen, this is an important point. We need to then, therefore, recognising that being the case, and with political agreement around that, how then do we address the infrastructural problems by that NI Water have as an agency and as a body, and indeed the other road and different infrastructural issues that we have.
Maybe we look at a situation like today, maybe you listen to the voices that you're about to hear on this programme today, and you push the Northern Ireland Assembly to decide, look, this would be an unpopular decision. I'm not trying to be populist this morning. I'm trying to be practical. Maybe they've got it wrong. Well, when you see the devastation today, should there be water charges so that we can stop this happening and invest in our water structure?
I agree, Stephen, that there needs to be a mature debate on that particular issue. For the short term, for the immediate term, it's important that I, as Minister in the lead department that is coordinating the response to this emergency, and I believe in many cases it is an emergency, it's certainly an emergency if your house is flooded today. It's a response to that people need.
Sure.
They don't need the wider political argument, important though it is, at this time.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
They need to have their problems dealt with and alleviated.
Sure.
And they need to show that on the ground we're working effectively and cooperating with each other.
And we will do that throughout the rest of the programme this morning, Minister. But just on your personal view, so that we know what you stand for, do you think that there should now be a water charge brought into Northern Ireland so that we can improve our water structure?
I'm happy to participate and initiate a debate on the future funding of NI Water.
So you don't know?
It is my... Well,
sitting on the fence.
I do know.
Well, Stephen, what's your view?
And I am in the process of tabling a paper to executive colleagues.
Well, so which side of the fence do you sit on?
On options. Well, this needs political agreement. It needs widespread political
And what's
agreement.
Your view, Minister?
My view is that we need to have that debate as quickly as possible.
Well, of course we need to have a debate, but when we're having the debate, where do you sit?
It needs to be a mature debate. And it needs to be conducted in proper terms. It doesn't happen over radio programmes.
Yeah.
It happens. That's not good government, Stephen.
I understand that. Look, Danny. Danny, I'm not asking for the decision to be made on this radio programme. Here's what I'm asking for. You're a minister. I'm simply wondering, in terms of leadership in Northern Ireland, there will be people who agree or disagree with you no matter what you say this morning. I'm just looking for, you know, your view so that people know what you stand for and they can then debate it throughout the country as well. Do you think we should have water charges? The negative is we're paying more money. The positive is we're getting our infrastructure upgraded and we could pay for it. Where on the fence do you sit? Or do you just want to sit on the top of it and duck the question?
It's not a matter of sitting on the fence, Stephen. Let me say, as Minister for Regional Development, I accept that the current governance structures and the funding structures of NI Water are unsatisfactory, and that needs to be addressed. I can't address that on my own. My political party can't address that at its own. But I am.
But you don't have an opinion of your own.
I'm determined that we will have the necessary discussion and seek agreement.
What is the Ulster Unionist Party position on water charges?
The Ulster Unionist Party position on water charges is that we should have that mature debate, and I'm willing to have that. But it needs...
And if you were sitting in the debate, what would you be debating for? Would you be debating for water charges or against them, Minister?
I'm simply saying, and I've clearly said to you, as Minister for Regional Development, with responsibility for NI Water at government level, it is clearly underfunded, and it is insufficiently the structure of of governance do not serve it well.
Five minutes, I can't get your view.
It needs to be fixed.
Tell me this, have road service been cutting back on road gully cleaning?
The routine maintenance has continued and will continue. My maintenance budget for this year was substantially cut. That's well known. I've already highlighted that. We had record levels of maintenance spent last year, £117 million.
Does that mean that road gully cleaning has been cut back?
It doesn't mean that. It means that it has to be prioritised. And we have to deal with the budgets that are given to us and manage those effectively.
So there's been no reduction in the road cleaning, the road gully cleaning, Minister. Has there not been any reduction in it?
Clear, even from what the First Minister said overnight, that there is an argument for more money to be spent on the infrastructure of Northern Ireland. That includes its roads, that includes its water, its sewage services,
yeah,
and all of those other services. I'm making that case actively and continually at executive
but
level.
Again,
I'll continue to do that.
But again, Minister,
my priority today, Stephen, is to alleviate the suffering of so many
I understand that
been inflicted upon them as a consequence of the weather conditions.
And one of my
we also have to worry that the prevailing weather conditions are not good, and
sure,
we need to take account of that.
So that I can understand, so that I can drive this debate in the right way this morning when people are talking to me about it, the frequency of road gully cleaning in Northern Ireland, has it reduced because your funding reduced?
There is always going to be an issue of the budgets and the allocations of that, and therefore difficult decisions have to be made. Areas have to be prioritised. And it does chime well with the argument advanced by the First Minister that
sure,
more money should be invested in our infrastructure.
Minister, you'll know,
I'm up for that.
Yeah, you know what I'm like, Minister. If you don't answer the question, I'll just come back to it. The frequency of road gully cleaning, did it reduce over the last 12 months or not?
Well, Stephen, if there is less money available for routine maintenance, then there is a consequence to that.
So is that a yes?
Yes, it is. There is.
And is that what led to this?
There is no. I don't believe that's what it led to. I think we had.
Is it a contributory factor?
Very bad weather conditions over a short period of time. The system couldn't cope with that. That clearly indicates that the infrastructure needs to be upgraded and improved, and the way to do that is to invest money in it.
Yeah. Because you see, I've got the reason for my question, Danny, is I've got the DRD savings plans in front of me here, which were in response to the budget that was outlined to you in last year. When was it, David? January of last year? January last year. And here's what it says. It says, regarding sustainable development, the frequency of gully cleaning may result in increased risk of flood damage to home and transportation infrastructure. So this was being spelt out January of last year.
Yes, it was, and that is the duty of officials, and it is my duty to reflect that. And all of those.
So this was predicted.
And all of those issues were reflected and considered at the time. Ultimately, I received the budget that I received, and I have to manage that budget.
So this was predicted.
And I cannot conjure up unlimited funds, and that is not possible. What I have to do is to manage and prioritise as best I can. Now, it's clearly that the events of last night confirm that increased money is required for routine maintenance and for overall infrastructure. And certainly, I'm continually making that case and will make that case and will press for those additional monies to be funded as quickly as possible.
So the reality is people who are sitting in a flooded home this morning should understand and should realise that government officials, civil servants, predicted that there would be an increased risk of their homes being flooded, and the Northern Ireland Assembly cut the budgets nevertheless.
Well, you can't. I really have to challenge the simplistic logic that you are applying. And government is difficult, Stephen. It's not straightforward to say it's A, B, C, or it's X, Y, Z. And it's very easy in the relative comfort of a radio studio to make those assertions. And I don't believe that those are fair or accurate.
Well, they're accurate. What's inaccurate?
Well, the facts are that we have to...
What's inaccurate about what I've said?
Well, what...
I'm reading from your document. Regarding sustainable development, the frequency of gully cleaning may result in increased risk of flood damage to home and transportation infrastructure. So the people who are flooded should know this was predicted.
Yeah, well, what you're overlooking, Stephen, is the assessment that we have to take at government level. And difficult decisions.
Like no water charges. Like no water charges.
Well, water charges of themselves is not the panacea at all else here. Water,
okay.
Water charges will not solve every possible flooding incident that occurred last night or may occur today or may occur in the future.
And final question.
Water charges doesn't do that, Stephen. Greater investment in the overall infrastructure of the services for Northern Ireland does that.
Final question, Minister.
And the question is, the challenges for the executive, the challenges for me as a member of that executive, how do we fund that?
Final question, Minister. What on earth happened to the flood line? A flood line doesn't work during the floods?
Well, the flood line serious questions, and I'm asking serious questions about the operation of the flood line last night, and quite clearly it didn't operate as it should have. And that I find unacceptable.
In what way did it not operate?
Well, it wasn't able to cope with the number of calls that initially were being taken. And so I will be asking the department responsible for the flood line why that was the case.
Which department's that?
That's department, Sammy Wilson's department, DFP. But that's not important. If you've got a flooding issue, I can't come on and say, well, that's up to DFP or that's another agency. That's not my fault. I'm saying, as the Minister for Regional Development, as the lead agency in charge of dealing with this emergency, then I'm saying that we've got to get this right. We've got to coordinate it in a better way.
And we had a flood line that didn't work during the floods.
It didn't work for a period of time. And the overspill then had to be carried by the other emergency hotlines, such as Road Service dealt with over 400 calls. Northern Ireland dealt with 300 incidents. The police, as we heard earlier, had 700 onto their emergency line. So that overspill from the failure of the flood line went into the other hotlines. And yes, those issues were then addressed. They weren't addressed as quickly as I or would have liked, or indeed as they should have been. And those are the questions that I need to pose to the operators of Floodline. Those are the lessons, some of the lessons that we're learning already. But what's important is to get out onto the ground and give assistance to people who are impacted upon and so badly affected today, who have seen their household possessions, who have seen their properties that they've spent money on lovingly to do up and to make nice, ruined by dirty flood water.
Okay.
And frankly, yes, there were extreme weather conditions, but we do need to address their concerns and their problems today, and that's what I'm in the business of doing. And that is why I'm going to have to leave you very shortly.
Oh, no, absolutely.
So that we can oversee and undertake.
Sure.
For that work.
And I know you're very busy this morning, Minister. You've spent 20 minutes on the programme, and I really appreciate you doing so. Thank you, Danny.